It's fast 9 o'clock. And the morning show has an extension this morning because, well, yesterday I made contact with a very dear, long-standing friend from the industry, Tim Parr, one of the musicians that I rate as, as close to genius as they come. Now, it's a bit of smoke I'm blowing there, Tim. Nice to have you on the morning show. Welcome to you. There we go. I just for a second, technology got the better of me. Tim, are you there?
No worries. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Fantastic to be chatting to you. Dave? Yeah, it's been a while. Hey, I just want to sort of take a little musical segue back to the 80s. Was it that? In fact, it was the 70s when Backstop, the very first iteration of that kind of blues rock project with you and Larry Amos, and was Fuzz Marcus, I think, on bass, and maybe Bruce Williams on drums, I think.
That was it, yes.
And wow, I mean, this was something really, really different for the South African music scene to enjoy. It was unadulterated, guitar-driven energy, a beautiful synchronicity and with a blues influence. It was fresh and fabulous, and that was the beginning of the journey for many that followed your career said, this guy, hey, who is he? Where does he come from? why don't you tell us that? Who is he? Where does he come from?
From Jersey, born in Hillbrow, of all places.
Born in Hillbrow and raised to play.
I was given a gift of playing guitar. Tony Russell, the jazz guitarist, his mother taught me three chords, A, E, and D, and Lulu skipped my Lou, and I've never looked back. Just the guitar, it's a gift. I mean, I don't really play. I play my own way. I've never really had lessons and stuff.
But I think therein lies the magic. You have a style that is unique, and you have an authenticity that is just, you know, it's one of those special gifts that with the passing of Larry Amos, you've become a very rare breed, Tim. We have to look after you. Don't fall off any more bikes or anything like that. I wanted to now just sort of fast forward a little bit to the next iteration of Tim Parr in collaboration with other super musicians, to the band that appeared at that massive concert, that the big one. Give us that story.
Well, actually, I met Heather, who became my wife and the mother of my children. I met her at Mangles in Bromfontein.
Oh, wow.
We went down there to see Ronnie Dunn play.
These are the names of my youth.
And you know what? I'm still in contact with Ronnie. He's playing such wonderful guitar. He lives in Perth, in Australia.
Ronnie was safe, my mate. Safe was this thing.
Yeah. He's such a lovely dude, and he hasn't changed.
I've got to tell you something. I drove Ronnie from Pretoria to Durban many years ago when he had a gig at the Marine Sands Hotel, and I fetched him from his gig in Pretoria at midnight, and we drove through the night. It was the funniest drive I have ever taken.
He's hysterical.
I love him. And now living in Australia. So we're talking about Elemental now. This was the band.
I met Heather there, and I had been thinking, I've got such a terrible voice, I really want someone to sing these songs I'm writing. So I asked Heather. I heard Heather play with Ronnie. She played No Woman, No Cry. She played bass at the same. And I thought, no, this is the lady who I'd like to. And I asked her, I started teaching her the songs. And that developed. She first started off just doing backing vocals and stuff, and a bunch of gigs. It was actually a clip of the beginning of Heather and I playing with Gary Corza on bass and Larry Freeberg and drum in Mamelodi Township. There's a clip of us doing a couple of songs way back then.
Wow.
On YouTube. So that was the start of it. And then that became Elemental.
You know, Elemental for many was the South African answer to the Eurythmics, and I think that is absolutely probably the nicest analogy, because the Eurythmics certainly had a spot globally in the hearts of music lovers, and then in South Africa there was this beautiful the sort of relationship between you and Heather as the front two in this band. Well, it was a special thing, and it continues to be. You know, we still play the Elemental tunes.
We get together now and then.
Yeah, and you have
still there. I'm divorced from Heather many years. She's married to Mark, who's a dear friend of mine, and we all get on, and we share two children, and occasionally we get together, and we actually flew Herman out here 2 years ago from Switzerland, the drummer.
Yeah.
And Adrian lives in the same road as me in Johannesburg, so we got together and we spent a couple of weeks working out an hour and a half of learning those songs all over again, which was real fun.
Well.
And then we got together with Herman and Heather in Cape Town for 4 days, and then we did four shows.
It's a big thing, the revival scene.
It seems to be. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, Bright Blues just had a comeback revival show. You guys did it. I'd love you to bring that back to KZN. Although KZN is a difficult market, people tend to stay away in droves if the weather is odd. But still, we live in hope. Now, I'm moving on to your latest project, because you have released now a new album, or certainly a collection of songs, which I have listened to and I have really taken to, but I'm just an oak, you know, one among many that I'm sure are going to respond in the same way. Tell us about this project.
I've been wanting to do a new record. I did a record through Just Next Music in 2022 called Revolution. It was a four-track EP, and it got nominated for a SAMA, but I didn't win. But I liked working with them, but I've always wanted to work with, well, not always, but for quite a long time. When Marshall died, my producer of Revolution, he died during COVID, Marshall
Harmser. Marshall Harmser was the producer. Wow.
He produced the first one, the EP Revolution.
Wow.
And then he died, and I didn't know who to work with. And then I heard Wendy's album, Wendy Oldfield, that she'd done with Matthew Fink, and I really wanted to. And I'd met Matthew and we'd chatted. And then it came up that they offered me to do a record, and I found working with Matthew Fink one of the best experiences of my life. You know, and I mean, I've worked with Stuart Levine, I've worked with other producers, but Matthew Fink really pushed me into doing the bass line, doing the piano parts. And Charles Kuhn, the head of Just Music, is actually a great singer. He gave me vocal guidance, and then that song, Malachi's Dream, they made me drop it. I wrote it on the piano, and they made me drop it a key. And they said, no, your voice is still screechy. They made me drop it another key. And they said, no, it's still... No. And then eventually three keys down, I found that vocal.
You found the sweet spot. Well,
I found the sweet spot.
We're going to be playing out with it, with Malachi's Dream, which I think is you know, having literally been a Tim Parr fan all my life, this is kind of taking it to the next level. I look forward to seeing you when next you are in KZN. We'll get you into the studio, and it's a pity you're not here for the pro, because you would be, you know, they're bringing...
When is the pro?
It's on at the moment, and there are quite a few... In fact, Heather is coming to perform at the at the pro, so, you know, maybe we can still persuade you to swing around.
And, well, I'm still in Cape Town. I've been with my son. His fiance is expecting a baby.
Ah,
I'm going to be a granddad.
Blessings upon you.
I've been hanging with him a bit. I'm just catching up with a few friends, but I'm heading back to Joburg in a few days.
Well, hopefully in the fullness of time, we'll get you to this part of the world where we'll be able to reconnect.
KZN again.
We'll do a show. We'll do so, and we'll promote it heavily. In the meantime, let me thank you for making the time to join me on the morning show on Radio Life and Style. I look forward to seeing you soon, my friend. And this is Tim Parr and his latest release, Malachi's Dream. Cheers, Tim.
Cheers, Dave.
Tim Parr, Malachi's Dream, brand new track there, and certainly that is a dream for me, and a dream for you too, if you enjoy that kind of thing.